day 13 in Paris. Just the three Irish in action today: Leona Maguire, Stephanie Meadows in golf, and Kate O'Connor in athletics. But as we've been hearing, delight at another record breaker on day 12. Rashida Adeleke, the first Irish woman to race into a sprint final at the Olympics. Let's go back to Paris and Des Cahill. Morning again, Des. She said it was messy, but she did it.
Yeah. We'll hear from her in a moment. And we'll also have Kelly Harrington joining you live from here. But in relation to Rashida's achievement last night, she finished second, which was what she needed. There were three semi-finals, first two in each guaranteed a spot. But she was well behind the hugely impressive Salwa Nasser of Bahrain, who won in a time of 49.08, with Rashida next 49.95. She was just ahead of Jaeger of Norway by 0.22 of a second. But as you heard earlier in the programme, Rashida's initial post-race interview with David Gaelic suggested she was a little bit rattled, but she did seem happier a little later when she spoke with Jackie.
Amazing. Oh, definitely one of my goals going into the season. I'm just really excited to see what I can do in the final and clean up all the mistakes I made today. So I'm really privileged to be here.
Yeah, it's tricky because even when Claver goes, then there's the reset and you got to go again. There's a lot going on there.
I think it was just hard for me to refocus. I guess that's down to experience, but I'm there, and I'm just going to be able to give my all.
Yeah, as you say, look, there's mistakes you're going to want to clean out, I'm sure, but being there is the most important thing, right?
So all I need is a lane. Even if it's on the grass, just give me a lane. So I'm in there now, and I can give my all.
Yeah, well, for more on this, we're joined now from the track by our own commentator, David Matthews, himself an Olympics track runner, so you have an idea. Did you get the impression, despite her reaching the final, that Rashida did seem a little rattled after that semi-final?
Yeah, morning, Des. There's no doubt she was a little bit rattled. She looked laboured on Monday's heats. She cantered over the line. Last night, it was laboured. In her response to Jackie there, she says, just give me a lane, even if it's on grass. She's lane four. She's actually a plum lane, Des. So, mm-hmm. She's Nasir outside her, Paulino outside her, and Kazmarak outside her. They've all beaten her. But she's there, and that's what's all that matters. But she does have to hit the reset button and go again.
The fact that she was, after the heat, so bubbly and buzzing and then that bit rattled, should we put some of that down to her youth and relative inexperience at this level?
Yeah, Des, this is the greatest stage on earth. You know, the Olympic Games is like no other. 75,000, the world is watching. It does take its toll. But she's been there now. She's sensed that experience on the semi-final, and listen, she just has to focus on what's outside her and focus on herself and believe in herself. I think it's going to be a toss-up. It's going to be a real scramble for medals with four going for three. That's my thinking on it anyway.
Yeah, well, on that basis then, are you urging caution? Because at home, lots of people talking about another medal chance here.
Absolutely. Caution of the highest. This is a global. There's 202 countries participating in the track and field program. It's a truly global event. She's at the top of her game, but so too are the athletes I mentioned earlier.
Is there a way of getting mentally around that feeling uncertainty?
Yeah, she reflects upon all the hard work she's done through the years. That's one of the things to reset in your button and believing in yourself, focusing on your lane, running your own race, and be reactive within the race. So listen, she's a day or so just to get that button reset, focus, and when you have a lane in the final, you've got a chance. But yes, we need to temper expectations.
All right, well, listen, thanks for joining us, Dave. Kate O'Connor goes in the heptathlon, and we'll follow that through the day. Just a reminder that in the golf as well, it was a really poor day for Leona Maguire and Stephanie Meadow. Both finished on 6 over par 78. They're tied 50th of 60 in the event, so I'm sure that will improve today.